Several new decisions have been formalized by Parliament, the Riksdag. One of them is the green lighting of sending convicted criminals to Estonia, where Sweden is to rent prison space. The plan is for the first 100 prisoners to be transferred there in the summer. Another decision which was formalized is for Swedish schools to be free from mobile phones. Starting from the coming autumn semester, it'll be compulsory for schools to collect the pupils' phones at the start of the school day. A medical doctor has been sentenced to 2 years in prison by the Court of Appeals after a woman died following an abdominoplasty surgery. The procedure was performed in March 2023 at a private clinic in Malmö. The 49-year-old female patient suffered a lack of oxygen and a cardiac arrest during sedation and died 2 days later. The court finds the doctor at fault on several serious points, among them using medication in a manner of risk and lacking supervision of the patient. The doctor, as in the district court, is sentenced to pay around 460,000 kroner to the woman's next of kin. The doctor's license is also revoked. The doctor himself argues that he did everything correctly and that there must have been other reasons for the woman's death. The number of accidents involving electric scooters keeps increasing. New statistics from the Swedish Transport Agency show a 38% increase between the years 2024 and 2025. Last year, 7 people died and around 6,500 were injured in such accidents. Numbers have risen for all age groups, but youngsters are most likely to be seriously injured. And Swedish farmers are in for a poorer harvest than normal. This according to the Lantmännen Agricultural Cooperative, owned by Swedish farmers. Its CEO tells news agency TT that explanations include a cold winter and a current lack of rain in much of the country. A statement from Lantmännen concludes, "The conditions for the Swedish harvest in 2026 is seen to be weaker than normal." Those were Thursday's headlines from Radio Sweden. I'm Sudeidat, wishing you a very pleasant evening.